Part 1. We've all been groomed. Chapter 1. The Secrets We Keep. One summer evening, when I was 6 years old, my sister Diana tucked me in and kissed me goodnight. Just like she always did, Diana was 9 years older than me. She was my nurturer, the one who cuddled me, dressed me for Halloween, played games with me. She was my hero. Our 17-year-old brother was down the hall in his room putting away his hunting rifle. Our mom grew up in a rural area where hunting was a normal part of life, and her kids all learned how to handle weapons safely. So the accident that followed should never have happened. But it did. As Diana passed the open doorway to my brother's room, the gun misfired. The bullet struck her temple and killed her instantly. I slept through the chaos that happened next. The sirens, the paramedics, the pools of blood, the cries of my family members. Looking back, it's clear. My ability to black out during traumatic situations started early. I went to sleep with a beloved sister. When I woke up, she had disappeared. But the real tragedy for me was that no one in my house ever talked about Diana again. At least not to me. In grief, everyone went dark. My parents sheltered me from the aftermath of the accident. I stayed with relatives for 2 weeks while the house was scrubbed and my sister was buried. I wasn't allowed to go to the funeral. I know. It was all done to protect me, but the result was that I never had a chance to say goodbye. Years later, a family friend told me about Diana's funeral. Close to 1,000 people filled the church until it was standing room only. I think about that day often, and I wish I could have seen such an outpouring. It would have matched what I was feeling. Instead, I was alone. Nothing in my external world acknowledged the level of my internal grief, and I was left with so many questions. I sometimes felt as if I had imagined having a sister, as if she'd been a dream. A few weeks after Diana's death, I went with my family to a cousin's wedding. There was an empty space in the line of bridesmaids where Diana was supposed to stand, but still, no one mentioned her. After the ceremony, a family member found me, crying in a corner. "What's wrong?" she asked. "I miss Diana," I whimpered, my stiff and ruffled dress crumpled around me. My loss in that moment was achingly physical. I longed for my sister. I wanted to talk about her. I wanted to cry to someone, to grieve. And instead of opening her arms to me, my relative said, "You're not even old enough to remember her." And then she walked away. The message was clear. My grief was not welcome in my family. I would have to hold this deep ache inside. It was my first secret. What was your first secret? You know, the thing in your past, probably in your childhood, that forever altered the way you understood.